Hello, everybody. This is Christy with the Laugh or Cry podcast. And please forgive me if I'm a little sniffly. It is, sinuses are going nuts. But I'm here to talk about the satanic panic that was the Grammys. All right, I didn't watch the Grammys live, but I did watch it today. I just had to see what all the fuss was about. Because all in my Facebook feed I've been seeing is just that Christians have lost their damn minds. And I'm using Christians in quotes. Right-wing commentator Liz Wheeler weighed in, quote, "Don't fight the culture wars," they said. She wrote this on Twitter. "Meanwhile, demons are teaching your kids to worship Satan. I could throw up." I don't know what Liz Wheeler sounds like, but in my mind, that's how it should sound. And then, oh my God, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh my, she's absolutely insane. And, you know, and I hate to knock, why couldn't we have some female politicians that aren't just crazy? But we've got her. So she says, "The Grammys featured Sam Smith's demonic performance and was sponsored by Pfizer," she tweeted. "American Christians need to get to work." I'm like, oh my God, what? You know, okay, first I'm going to stop and back up a little bit. I am officially an ageist. Because over the last few Grammys, this one no different, I don't know who anyone was. Probably because I don't go clubbing anymore. Maybe I would know some of these songs. Maybe if MTV actually played videos anymore, I would know them. I don't listen to Top 40 radio anymore. I'm basically straight up new wave, metal, hard rock, and classic rock. That's all I listen to on my Sirius XM. And I love it. So I'm not familiar with a lot of these artists until now. Trevor Noah, he's funny, he's cute, he's adorable. But man, like I just almost wish we had some oomph of a comedian. Like he's very vanilla for what it could have been. We could have had, I'm telling you, Ricky Gervais, I love him. I think he would do the Golden Globes where he would just rip into people. Love that. I was kind of hoping Trevor would do that. And I feel like we need a host that will lighten up the day. And he did in moments. But he's just cute more than he is, you know, anything. I think he's great. I love him. Don't get me wrong. But I just, I wonder what somebody, another comedian would have done. Christians are calling the Grammys satanic. Evidently, these people do not remember Ozzy Osbourne accidentally biting the head off of a bat, and Alice Cooper accidentally throwing a live chicken into an audience. I mean, they were called satanic back then as well, but the point is we've found them to be very Christian, these two. Ozzy has crosses all over his house. Alice Cooper, very Christian, and a golfer. Who knew? The first person I saw perform was Bad Bunny. And I keep hearing the name, but I didn't know if Bad Bunny, is it a chick? Is it a dude? You know, is it a band? I don't know. But let me tell you, he's cute. I do not hate looking at that at all. Ah, I'm an ageist and a sexist, so we'll get on to that later. Brandi Carlile, I'll have to say I saw her perform live once. She is incredible. And the twins are hot as hell, too. Let me tell you, the guitar player and the bass player that are twins, meow. I love how her wife and their two daughters introduced Brandi when she performed. I thought that was so sweet. Harry Styles, don't really know who he is. I didn't know if he was a singer or an actor. I don't know who any of these people are. But I did dig all of his outfits. Like the first one, I think he wore on the carpet. That was something very Freddie Mercury looking. And then the one that he was dancing on stage with when he performed, it was like all the what do you call it, on Christmas trees, all the little icicles. He was nothing but like a whole outfit of those silver icicles that go on a Christmas tree. I don't know any of the songs. I still, after watching that, I completely put it out of my memory altogether. I will say the In Memoriam, oh, I about choked up. I did choke up. I think all the artists that performed were great. I've heard Kacey Musgraves' name. I probably have heard songs, but I just don't know. Thought she did good justice singing Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. And then we had Sheryl Crow, Bonnie Raitt, and Mick Fleetwood continuing with another section of, you know, those who have departed. And then we had some rap people that I don't know. But, oh, that was, it's just so sweet. And it makes you really think, oh my gosh, everybody that I know is dead. So any of the names in the Grammys, the only ones I know are dead or they're having like these Lifetime Achievement Awards. And then I kept seeing Nile Rodgers being focused in some of the crowd scenes. So I'm like, whew, at least I know who he is. If you don't know who Nile Rodgers is, look him up. Amazing songwriter, producer, composer, arranger, you name it. He was one of the founders for Chic, the band. Oh, back in the 70s, La Chic. And he produced David Bowie and you just name it. He's had his hand in everything. He's amazing. Lizzo looked fantastic. She was sitting with Adele. They both looked stunning. And it looks like they're friends. I mean, they were hanging, you know, jamming together like it's songs. They just seem like they might actually, in for real life, be friends. I love Lizzo so much. First time I ever saw her was on Saturday Night Live. And I thought, who is this heifer? And I like her. I love that she does not give a fuck. She is dancing to make herself happy. She looks stunning. Makeup on point, beautiful. And her songs are catchy. I like them. They're very empowering. And, you know, if you don't like a bigger girl in sexy clothes, then you don't have to look at her. Walk on. Then, oh, here comes the satanic duo of Sam Smith and Kim Petras. I'd heard of Sam Smith before. I'd heard the name, but I didn't know who it was. Like, I thought maybe I was thinking of Sam Hunt, which is still not the same person. Kim Petras, never heard the name before. They both win Best Pop Duo. Yeah, I didn't know who they were because I have not been in a gay bar in a while. But I loved it. The show was great. Firstly, I love how the Grammys itself had that big main stage, but then they had that circular stage that was kind of in the audience. I thought that was really neat. I really liked that. They kind of had to pull Madonna off, I think, a little bit. Bless her heart. I don't know if she knew where she was. We'll talk about her in a minute. But I love theatrics, so I love the performance. I've watched his videos, a couple of his videos, and he just really puts humor in it, which I think is great. Their costumes were amazing. I love the dancing. And that song was catchy as hell. It was dark and brooding, and I loved it. That, if all pop was like that, I might listen to Top 40 again. But it was very catchy. And if you listen to the words, I think some of the people that were bitching about it are probably some of the people that the song was describing. Go and read the lyrics. Madonna introduced them, and I love it because the Christians were up in arms with her throughout her career. When the Like a Prayer video came out, oh my God, Christians' heads nearly exploded. She's 64. Which, you know, when I heard the number, I was like, oh, you know, because I think of the Beatles song, When I'm 64, and I just think the Beatles thought we would be so much older than we are at 64. Now, that being said, God, her face. Now, I've seen some pictures of her where, you know, the picture looks great. I don't know how old the pictures are, But when the makeup's done right and the hair's done, she almost has like a Megan Fox look to her. Maybe those are filters. I don't know. I've seen some of these TikToks and she looks crazy. But again, people are talking about her. That's one thing she's always done with the sex album and book and, you know, all this stuff. She has done things to push the envelope to get you talking about her. Maybe you thought her career was done. Ooh, you're talking about her again. I mean, this could be her reinventing herself. Or maybe she's on something. It could go either way. I do have to say, where did her eyebrows go? And I think she's gone to the same person to get her work that Kenny Rogers did. Bless their hearts. Because they both have that, like, the skin looks so stretched. And they look so swollen, like you could pop them with a pin. She doesn't have eyebrows anymore. Her lips have way too much plumper in them. And just her face looks, it just doesn't look real. I mean, I love Dolly Parton. Love her to death. And we know, she's had some work. But she knows when to pump the brakes on it. She doesn't look overdone. She doesn't look unnatural, per se. Now, Madonna, Kenny Rogers, very unnatural looking folk. You know, bless them, I love them. But she did seem a little off. It was like, I don't know if she was expecting the audience to just be like, wah! She had her riding crop with her and she's trying to get them to, you know, the audience to like go crazy and go nuts. And I'm glad she introduced them. I think only her or maybe Lady Gaga would have been perfect for that. Like really going outside of what regular norms are and you know, yeah, get people talking about you, be extreme. That was her. I didn't know anything about Kim. Kim is German. She is the first openly trans solo artist. When she was in Germany, at 16, she sold her first song as a jingle for a commercial. At 17, she gets her first publishing contract. At 19, she moves to LA with about $500 in her pocket and, you know, sleeping on producers' couches and stuff. And she's maybe 30 now and she's, oh, wow. I mean, one, looking at her, I would have never guessed she was trans. She looks great. I'm sorry if I'm not using the correct pronouns. Don't kill me again. I didn't know who this individual was. Sam Smith, first non-binary solo artist to hit number one in the US, UK, Canada, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand, which I guess also makes Kim the first openly trans solo artist to have these worldwide hit as well. So that's kind of like, wow, good for you. Good for you too. Some people, oh, you know, if people bitch about them being flamboyant, do you not remember Elton John and Freddie Mercury from the 70s? I mean, they basically wrote the book on flamboyant and Liberace. Let's not forget him. If the leather is too much, because I watched his video, I'm Not Here to Make Friends. There's a little bit of leather going on there. Rob Halford from Judas Priest, he made wearing leather heavy metal. No one knew at the time he was homosexual. He made wearing all that bondage material sexy and rock and roll. And I'm telling you, as I'm watching their performance, I'm thinking, it reminds me of the Scissor Sisters, you know, from back, I'm not good with dates, but early 2000s, I guess. And it reminded me of The Darkness. It was like they're the poppier version of The Darkness, which as I'm looking up videos, boom, I run into a Justin Hawkins, who's the lead singer of The Darkness. You know that band. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. Love that band. Now, he is reading some comments, and people were saying, that, you know, they don't mind people being gay as long as they aren't showing it, which you knew those comments were going to come. He believes Sam is doing it right. If you've got your audience divided, half of them are can't stand you, half of them are loving you. That's it, polarizing your audience, getting them to talk about you. And he brought up a very good point that sex, it seems like in music, has become a double standard. That for so long it's been okay for women to be sexualized, but it's not okay for men. And if you think about it, that's pretty much what the entire 80s was. I mean, you had more men wearing spandex and makeup and hairspray jacked up to heaven than most of the girls. Why, you know, I get, okay, maybe you don't want your six-year-old watching this. Well, maybe you should be supervising your kid. Secondly, you know, they're wanting to maybe put like a age restriction on the videos, which granted, the I'm not here to make friends. It is sexual. It totally is. We're not seeing anybody's ding-dong or hoo-ha on it. I mean, come on. And again, MTV is not playing videos, so where is your kid watching this video unless they're looking at it online? So you should have more concern of what your kid's watching. Again, going back to parenting, parents anymore don't want to take any responsibility for raising their kids. They want to blame the teachers. They want to blame the government. They want to blame everybody but themselves. I think, that song, Unholy, it's so catchy. I love the lyrics, because the video I watched had the subtitles on it, and just reading along with it, I'm like, this is a good song, and I like how it, you know, it's definitely one of the few pop songs I've heard lately that I'm like, yeah, I would listen to that over and over again. And then, moving on, this was one of the moments I was waiting for. The Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, and Chris Stapleton came out, and just, you know, homage to Gordon Berry, and it was beautiful. Like, it was, and I was so excited to see Stevie and Smokey, like, still bringing it. Yeah, still sounding great. Viola Davis, you know her from movies and TV. She has officially become an EGOT. That's someone who has won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony. So she is in that club now. So for her spoken words. So yay for her. Beyonce, everybody's like, oh, she didn't win Record of the Year. We're so angry. Dude, she won 4 Grammys that night. She's won 32 Grammys in her career out of 88 nominations. Do the math on that. She is winning more than one of every 3 that she's nominated for. That's amazing. But evidently, she's never won Record of the Year. I think we remember Kanye going off because Taylor won it 1 year. And, you know, a lot of people are upset that Harry Styles got it and she didn't. And, yeah, I can't be that sad for her. She's won 32 Grammys. She's all right, you know. And God bless her, you know, because, I mean, her husband, he's not pretty. He's not a pretty dude. Talented? I will totally give you that. He is super talented. He's not a pretty man, though. She could have had any man in the world because she's hot. She is hot as fuck. But evidently, yeah, they've been together for a while, and he even cheated on her once. Who the hell cheats on Beyonce? That's craziness. But she stayed because that's what we women do. Or except for me, I'm like, get the fuck out of my house. But yay for her for winning all this. I think it was like, number one, I think it was like song, pop song of the year and the electronic and 4. I can't remember, but she won 4. So again, sorry you didn't win 5. But something that really gave me the chills that I didn't know they were going to do was the 50th anniversary of hip hop. And, you know, I turned 50 last year, so I'm like, what? That can't be right. 50 sounds so big and old. And Dr. Dre, it was so close, but Dr. Dre won the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. So this is an award, of course, named after him, and it'll go on to be more in the following Grammys, but this is the very first one, and he won it because he really did. He's had a big impact. He's 57. Going back to ageism again. 57. He still looks great, don't get me wrong. And I did love when they were in the Super Bowl halftime show. I think it was last year. That was cool. So, oh my God, I was not expecting all these celebrities that came out and did little cameos. You had LL Cool J, which I knew he was in the audience. And oh my God, he still looks as good today, if not better, than he did in the 80s. He is just a pretty man. He is a pretty man. So you had him. Run DMC came out, and I'm like, oh! See, I loved Run DMC because they weren't afraid to, like, use guitars and stuff. Amazing. Grandmaster Flash, who was, like, one of the grandfathers of hip-hop and rap. Jazzy Jeff, Salt-N-Pepa, Public Enemy, Ice-T, Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, Wu-Tang, Questlove, Roots, and so many more. It was amazing. I was surprised how much I liked it. And I, of course, right until they got around Nelly, and that's when I started, who's that again? But I was really tickled. But the old man in me came out. The old man was like, this is when hip-hop and rap was good. So we're all getting old. Questlove is 52. In my mind, all these people should still be 30. And I'm like, oh my God, they're all in their 50s now or older. What? And again, Harry Styles winning record of the year. I liked his costume. I don't know, he couldn't tell you any songs he does. But I tell you who I am going to be listening more of is Mr. Sam Smith. I was very impressed with him and Kim Petra. So my hat's off to them. That was fantastic. And I will definitely look forward to seeing that again. And I've already watched that live performance like 3 times today. I really loved it. And it's the thing that, oh my God, it's satanic, satanic panic. Man, you don't remember how music was back in the day. It's always had a little bit of danger to it. It's always had a little bit of controversy to it. Yeah, that's how I like my music. So, sorry if y'all don't like them. I thought they were good. They really surprised me how well the song was written, put together, and I even watched the Saturday Night Live where they were on it together and did that song Unholy, and I'm like, what? And he had the pink thing on too, and I'm like, oh yeah. I like how, again, the costuming was awesome. The dancing was on point. And he's just cool. He looks like somebody I would want to hang out and maybe have a couple of cocktails with. Now, I don't think I'd want his penis in me, but I would definitely want some cocktails and we could maybe be scoping out dick together. But that's just me. Well, thank you so much for listening to Laugh or Cry. We will be coming back with so much more. If you would like to support this podcast, I will have a link to our Patreon so you can please support. You can even support for as low as $1.99, which is the equivalent to a cup of coffee. Well, thank you so much for listening, and come back and join me again.